Welcome back to Padres Social Hour with Kurt Bavacqua. I'm Jesse Agler. If you were paying any attention to Twitter earlier today, or really any time in the last few days, you know that every Simpsons episode ever is airing back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back on FXX, the new cable network. And earlier today, the baseball world got excited because one of the best baseball episodes of any television show ever aired as part of that Simpsons marathon, Homer at the Bat, an early, early Simpsons episode in which evil Mr. Burns brings in a bunch of major league ringers for the company softball team or baseball team. And a couple of years ago on Deadspin, Eric Malinowski wrote the all-time definitive recap of that episode. Eric joins us now on the Cholula Hotline. Good to talk to you again, Eric Malinowski. How were you inspired to write however many words, and however how many were there, by the way, on Homer at the Bat, the great Simpsons episode?
Well, thanks for having me. I think it ended up being around 2,500 words, give or take. How I was inspired was, this episode was a formative part of my youth. You know, I think I was not to age myself too much here, I'll go ahead and do it. You know, I was about 11 years old when that episode aired. And, you know, I was of an age where, you know, I was very much into sports and especially baseball by that point. So I had such a frame of reference when you see all of these amazing superstars of that day come on. You got guys like, you know, young guys like Ken Griffey Jr., but you got established guys like Roger Clemens and Wade Boggs and Ozzie Smith on there. And I just remember being wowed at that point. I was like, I can't believe they got all of these guys on here. And just even the basic plot premise of the episode was just so engrossing. Like, to have all of these guys on one team, I mean, it was fantasy, but it was baseball at the same time. So that was really sort of what sucked me in.
I went back, I reread your article today, and the logistics of getting all of these guys to record their line sounds like it wasn't necessarily a nightmare, but not at all an easy thing to do for the Simpsons producers and staff.
It really wasn't. I mean, they sort of had the advantage of being based, obviously they're based in a major metropolitan area. So the biggest challenge, I think, was they had to get the script sort of locked down long enough ahead of time. So once they were able to do that sort of in the early summer of 1991, especially when you got baseball season going on, you effectively they waited for these guys to come into Los Angeles to play either the Angels or the Dodgers on road trips. Because the only local guys at that point were Daryl Strawberry and Mike Socia, who were both playing on the Dodgers at that point. So you basically had to wait for everybody else to come in on a road trip, and then in the middle of that, you know, try to, you know, send a town car over to the locker room and then bring them back to the Fox studios, have them do that, and then get back to the ballpark in time. And then they sort of had the added challenge of having to rewrite some of the character plot lines on the fly, which then sort of, you know, complicated matters a little bit further.
Well, evidently they didn't know I lived in San Diego, Eric. How you doing?
Good, Kurt.
When I saw that episode, and it's been a few years now, you know what the first thing I thought of? And this wouldn't have been thought of because of the locker room stuff that I was used to seeing,
sure.
Was I would give anything to hear the outtakes of that episode.
the producers were sort of in agreement that some of the guys were just a little bit more natural actors, and some of the guys were just a little bit more diva-ish. Perhaps not a surprise to know that Jose Canseco was not exactly the easiest person to deal with. But what I found most interesting was, you know, Ozzie Smith, you know, came in and he brought his son in, who was a big Bart Simpson fan, and then almost 15 years later, his son ended up being on American Idol contestant. You know, so there's a sort of a weird sort of Fox tangential connection right there. But and also Steve Zaks, you know, just absolutely floored the staff there. You know, the man crushes were just all over the place with regards to Steve Zaks. Which, I mean, I guess, you know, you might not predict that, but that's just one of those fun little things that I uncovered while doing the piece.
Eric Malinowski, FoxSports.com on Twitter at Eric Mal. It's Eric with a K. M-A-L. It's a great read. Everybody can find it pretty easily. Deadspin, Homer at the Bat, and just a great, great piece of baseball pop culture history. Meanwhile, we're sitting here with another guy that got to be a cartoon figure on the Fox Network. Bavacqua, you made a couple of appearances on King of the Hill, did you not?
Mm-hmm.
What was the story with that?
You know what? I think the guy, the head writer for the King of the Hill, just liked me. He knew where I lived. The guys from The Simpsons evidently didn't, because I didn't get the call. I didn't get the town car. But it was fun. I mean, it's fun stuff anytime you're, you know, you're able to be looked at like that. It was fun stuff. I was a little ticked that the ball didn't go over the fence. The guy actually made a play on it.
Oh, the guy made a play on your ball.
Oh, yeah.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. Hey, Eric, while we've got you, some baseball here. We're heading into the month of September, and obviously that's when things are going to get particularly interesting. I know you wrote this week on FoxSports.com about the A's. Things have not gone as smoothly for them since the trade deadline, maybe as expected, but they're a fun story. Everybody likes the A's, right? What's the deal with this Oakland team right now, and how are you feeling about them as we move towards September?
They're an interesting team to even try to figure out. I don't think anybody really has the answers at this point. And if they tell you they've got the answers, I want them to pick my lottery numbers tonight. But I think they're about playing 500 baseball since they traded for Jeff Samardzija. And John Lester on his own has actually pitched pretty well. And, you know, it's not like, you know, Cespedes' numbers are not exactly stellar since he joined the Red Sox. So, you know, you can't exactly say that trade has sort of snowballed their chances at this point. But, you know, at the same time, they banked a lot of wins earlier in the season, and that's key when you're inevitably going to go through these slides, I think, even the best teams are. But they've got to take comfort in the fact that they've got pitching. You know, they go at least four deep in that rotation. Scott Kazmir pitched really well the other night against the New York Mets, a light hitting offense as they have, but nonetheless, he did rather well. And so they've got a rotation that's four deep, and you know, there's not, you know, the Tigers, for instance, they've sort of been slipping at the same time here too. You know, they're not a lock or anything like that, and the AL West is very competitive with the Mariners and the Angels still now. And so I think that you know, it's anybody's guess how it's going to shake out. But if you can just get to the playoffs with the A's with the type of starting pitching that they have, you got to figure that if they can just score three or four runs a game, I mean, they're going to be solid the rest of the way.
Speaking of starting pitching, I mean, can the Angels recover from what happened to them the other night with one of their main guys, if not their main guy?
It's going to be really hard, to be honest. I mean, there's so much parity in the American League this year, and especially in the American League West. I mean, I'm not sure that anybody really imagined just how competitive the majority of the teams in that division would be. I think the Mariners have been a really nice surprise this season. Well, really nice surprise for some people. It makes things a little bit more difficult on the rest of the teams in that division. But, I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, you can make the argument that he's been their most consistent, most reliable starter all year. So it's gonna take all of bringing it back to Mike Scioscia, bring it back around. It's gonna take all of his managerial know-how to be able to rebound this team, because that's a huge talent loss right there. That's not an easy person to replace. So going forward, especially now that we've passed the non-waiver trade deadline, it's gonna be dicey. I can't imagine there's a whole lot of Angels fans that feel super confident at this point in time.
Yeah, the Garrett Richards injury the other night, it was a tough thing to watch, and big hit to that Angels team. Eric Malinowski writes at FoxSports.com. He's on Twitter at Eric Mal. Go find the Deadspin piece on Homer at the Bat if you haven't read it yet. Even if you read it a couple of years ago like I did, spend some time with it again. It's a lot of fun. Eric, great to talk to you again. Appreciate the time, man, and enjoy your weekend.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's Eric Malinowski on the Cholula Hotline. Cholula Hot Sauce, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap for a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano. Check out the green pepper sauce flavor today. Always good to talk to Eric. Bavaco, you look good, man. Check it out. King of the Hill, they did a nice job with you. They got the mustache
just right.
Better
than they did with Daryl Strawberry on The Simpsons. I can guarantee you that.
Well, that was tough. Well, the funny thing is, and that's part of Eric's piece, is that, you know, they had such trouble drawing the guys because they had never before on The Simpsons, and this was like the third season, I think, when it aired, they never, like, done real people before. You know, the Simpsons characters, they're all cartoons. They're yellow. They don't look like actual people. They're not trying to look like anyone. So for the first time, they sort of had to draw people that looked like actual people, and it was quite a challenge. And, yes, some of them are better than others. I think that would be fair to say.
Yes, I think so, too.
But King of the Hill did a nice job with you. That's some good Bavacqua trivia. The rumor is, though, they referred to you as Kurt Bavacqua of the Texas Rangers.
Yes.
The Texas show. So they loved you from your Rangers days.
Absolutely.
I guess. That's where it all came from.
That's a true story.
All right. That's understandable. We'll take a break, come back. I've got a couple more updates from Buddy Black, some thoughts on Odrysimer Despaigne as well, as we get ready for the first game of three in Arizona.